ABC Radio Australia.
Now to Samoa, where preparations are ramping up for one of the biggest events in its history, with the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting set to take place in the capital Apia this October. With thousands of delegates and even King Charles of England expected to attend, Samoa's government has redirected millions to ensure the historic event runs smoothly. And the Prime Minister is optimistic about the country's readiness. ABC's Samoa reporter Adele Fruin has the story.
For Walo Harris-Schuster, Samoa's Minister of Police, Prisons and Corrections Services, is just one of thousands of Samoans getting ready.
I'm looking at it from a small eye perspective. I see it as a huge opportunity for the world to see Samoa, and it's also a huge opportunity for us to market ourselves, that Samoa is an excellent destination to come and visit. It's a huge challenge. I have no doubt that we as a country will all rise to the occasion.
In October, just 7 months away, leaders of 56 nations, such as Australia and New Zealand, are anticipated to descend on Apia. Thousands for a very big meeting. It's commonly known as JOCOM, or more formally, the Commonwealth Heads of Government Meeting, aimed at upholding human rights, democracy and the rule of law in Commonwealth nations. It will be conducted around the theme One Resilient Common Future, Transforming Our Commonwealth. And although the King recently announced a cancer diagnosis, Samoa's still preparing to host the monarchs, King Charles and Queen Camilla.
And all arrangements are being made to ensure that the monarch will be protected and the standard of protection will be up to the standard they're used to in Great Britain.
Mr. Schuster says Samoa police have initiated discussions with neighbouring Pacific Islands to assist with maintaining safety and security if the need arises.
New Zealand has offered 150 police officers if needed, and similarly Australia has done the same thing. We also have our cousins from American Samoa. They have also offered to bring officers if needed. And similarly, the other countries of the Pacific.
It's such a big event. Even Samoa's teachers are being brought in to help. Samoa's Ministry of Education CEO, Al Chris Hazelman, says that they will assist the Ministry of Police during JOCOM.
In the past, especially with the Pacific Games and so forth, the Ministry of Education has always helped the Ministry of Police, especially in areas of auxiliary, being an added number there. So we have given over 300 teachers, the names of 300 teachers, to the Ministry of Police.
Samoan students will also be involved during the meeting.
Because JOCOM will also have side events. And therefore, we have already planned that working in collaboration with the Tourism Authority, where we will have, some schools and students and, to be part of entertainment.
Mr. Hazelman says their preparations for JOCOM started last year to ensure the students' academic journey will not be disrupted.
The JOCOM will actually be taking place from the 21st to the 25th of October. Now, those are usually, during a normal school calendar, that's around the time that we usually have our primary national assessments for primary level. And therefore, for this year, the exams will take place much, much earlier, which is almost 2 weeks earlier.
And despite the magnitude of the event, the Samoan people have embraced it with immense support. In a recent press conference, Prime Minister Fiamea Naomi Mata'afa revealed New Zealand will assist Samoa's preparations, including funding support that will allow Samoa to bring in a cruise ship for accommodation. Prime Minister Fiamea also assured that her nation will give the event its own special flavour.
I'm very confident. I'm a Pacific Islander. We're used to hosting, but we will host people in the Pacific way.